we've been campaigning against the streetlight switch off for months now, to little effect as far as the county council that have turned all the lights off are concerned. But what's happened in recent days is that there have been a spate of arson attacks in Womerley Road in Bedwell, and the police have been concerned about the fact that they wouldn't be able to catch the perpetrators of these arson attacks. So they've now agreed to mount some mobile CCTV there. And of course, in order for that to be effective, they have asked the County Council to switch the lights back on there. Now, my argument, Brian, is that this, you know, having streetlights on is a preventative measure. And, you know, we should be making people feel safe in the areas that they live in. I'm currently getting calls virtually every day from people who are very upset. I had one from an elderly gentleman this morning who has broken his nose falling off a curb because he just couldn't see to get back into his property safely. It's just not good enough on the part of the County Council. They've got to rethink this awful policy.
Do you attribute the turning off of the lights, particularly in that area, to the rise in the number of cases of arson in that area?
I think that the point is that people want to feel safe in their own homes. And what people are very worried about is that any increase in crime, whatever type of crime it will be, it makes it easier for perpetrators to get away when it's pitch black all round. And, you know, if you've walked around Stevenage after the light switch off happens, you will know it is absolutely pitch dark everywhere. And it affects so many people in different ways. It affects shift workers. I've had people who have mobility difficulties who, you know, why should they be confined to their homes at night? Because they can't see, you know, the edge of the pavement to get themselves out and about safely. And, you know, there are so many reasons why people do not like this policy, and we don't like it either.
So the police have asked for the lights in that area to be switched on so that the CCTV is effective. Is that something that's going to happen? Will the County Council listen to the police there?
I believe they will, because they do take police advice on these matters seriously. And I'm pleased to hear that. But what I want is for everybody in Stevenage to feel safe in their areas. And I think people just don't feel safe at the moment. I'd be interested to hear, you know, from your listeners how they feel about it. And there was another way to do this. You know, they could have easily had a look at a competition for local companies to devise a low-cost, low-carbon solution to the street lighting issue, not just turn all the lights off.